Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Today we look at Psalm 107, verses 39 through 43. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. He who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste. But he lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. But the one who is wise, heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. The work of the Lord is unmistakable. The land, the sky, the sea proclaim his person and his power. And then it gets personal. God meets us where we are and then takes us to the place he wants us to be. He lifts, the psalm says, the needy out of their affliction. He brings spiritual blessings. Followers of God see his work and rejoice. They exult in the omniscient God for his intimate knowledge. They praise the eternal God for his intervention in time. They sing to the all-powerful God because of his deliverance. They contemplate the depths of God's love. Those who don't follow God are confused. They have knowledge but lack wisdom. They have no mental compartment for the supernatural. They have no place in their hearts for the divine. When the wicked see the work of God, when the wicked see the works of God, they can only stand in silence. So, Father, thank you for intervening in my life and allowing me to see you, to have a personal relationship with you. Thank you for your love for me today, and thank you for your love that extends into eternity. May I live a life of true joy as I see you at work around me. In Jesus' name, amen.